Let us begin with prayer. Father God, we lift our hearts to you. As the dawn breaks, may we carry the unity we share into every moment, knowing that we are one with the risen Christ. We lift our eyes to you. May this moment stay with us, reminding us to look for the beautiful colors of promise that is found in your words. We celebrate the greatest day in history today, Lord, when Jesus rose from death. He defeated darkness and bathed the world in stunning resurrection light. May we ever live to praise you. Amen. God's gift of redemption to the world is fulfilled. God's gift of redemption to the world is filled in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we gather this morning to celebrate the resurrection of Christ. He is risen. He is risen indeed. His resurrection brings to completion God's wonderful work of salvation. When the women arrived at the tomb to anoint the body of Jesus, they found that the stone was rolled away, and they experienced a life-changing encounter with Jesus. Imagine. The stone that seemed like an immovable obstacle had been rolled away, and God's holy angel of God allowed the women to see for themselves that Jesus had conquered the grave. There are times when we come across what seems to be an immovable obstacle in our lives, and we know of those times, each one of us. Is it loneliness? Worrying? The loss of a loved one? Financial issues? Divorce? Illness? We've experienced those obstacles. It is then that we need to stand in our faith, and we need to keep looking up, and we need to keep seeking Jesus. He's given us that choice to do so. By turning to him and leaning on him, the harshness, the violent situation that he had gone through turns into a wonderful gift for each of us. And our gift became the ability to create something beautiful of our lives. We are not privileged to know how God will resolve our challenges, and it is very tough to be in them at times, sitting amidst the worry and the pain. But we are responsible to believe that he will resolve our hardships, and we need to keep doing his work. He is the essence of our new beginnings. Take a deep breath on that one. He is the essence of our new beginnings. There is a promise in new life found in Jesus. When I experienced immovable obstacles in my life, I could find peace with Jesus, and I certainly found myself wondering, how do people do this without him? It's not an easy world that we live in. But Jesus conquered the grave. He is risen, and his love lives anew. Just as the women had entered the tomb, and then they had the opportunity to speak with Jesus, they got to share the good news with others. And we shouldn't be afraid to do that either. God has changed their lives, and God has changed our lives. I just thought we would take 2 or 3 minutes if any of you would like to share how God has changed your life, how accepting Jesus into your heart has changed your life. Ponder that. Share if you would like. Now, when my son was very ill, it was Jesus that got me out of bed. Because I often would lay in bed and think, the minute I put my foot on the floor, I'm go, 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 go. Meds, doctor's appointments, meals, this, that, the. And I used to lay in bed thinking, this is really hard. Having children isn't supposed to be this hard. But it was because I had him in my life, I was able to get up and to continue and do the things that I needed to do and give all glory and honor to him.
Things seem to get easier. I mean, it's been a work in progress for quite many years.
We all are, yeah.
But,
amen.
You give up so many things. You give up being angry. Over, I used to be an angry young man. Hey, there's no point. Anger is a waste of emotion. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You become more compassionate for other people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're able to forgive. And you don't go around judging anyone. Because there's only one time. Those are just a few little things. But they're big ones.
They're good. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for bringing them to our attention. Absolutely.
But your whole life just seems different.
Mm-hmm.
When you have him there. Mm-hmm. You always have someone to turn to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even if mine's been a little difficult. And it's just stays that way, so I'm used to it.
No.
You know what I mean?
Well, you have others who are praying for you and your family, and that's a gift.
You know, I'm not angry.
Good.
I'm not angry at the Lord. I know it's the evil one trying to hammer me down and break my faith. Ain't gonna happen. Save me.
When Sandra put these up here, by mistake, she put them crooked. She said, I'm sorry. And I thought, I can come up here and I can straighten these up. And then I thought, I'm not going to. Because I'm not perfect. And none of us is perfect. And it's okay to be a little on tilt, right? Jesus loves us no matter what. Boy, did those women experience such joy that would lead them to peace. And they would carry that peace with them for the rest of their lives. And we can have that peace as well. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21 reads, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. When we choose him, we are the light of God. We need to be thankful to the Lord that Jesus does not leave us doubting. He is risen indeed. Starting at Matthew 28, verse 1, after the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. Here he is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. And then go quickly and tell his disciples he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. And there you will see him. Now I have told you. So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell the disciples. And suddenly Jesus met them. Greetings, he said. And they came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. And then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me. As the believers cried at the death of Jesus, they were feeling as if the enemy had won. But Jesus showed himself alive. When the disciples thought it was the end, Jesus showed himself alive. When they thought they had no one who would understand, Jesus showed himself alive. What they thought would be lost was not. Jesus is alive. What they thought would be lost is yet alive in Jesus to this very day. We receive so many gifts from him, and those are the gifts we need to hold on to. Hope and healing and forgiveness and love and grace and mercy. You see, the opportunity to believe in Jesus and to live as Jesus continues on. He is the essence of our new beginnings. Perhaps one of us here needs to start again with a new beginning, fully, fully accepting God's love. We need Jesus in our hearts to have a very close relationship with him. Jesus is able to change our nature. He allows us to take on a loving nature when we ask for him to do so. This new nature, this new life, means that our past is forgiving. Stop going back. If only I had. If only I said. Why did she say this to me? Why did this happen to me? Stop going back. Start anew each day. Our new lives create a purpose for living, a joy for the day. And we will celebrate our eternal lives in the future in heaven together. I'm reading the Great Commission, which is found in Matthew 28, starting at verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, and yet some doubted. And then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." I find that so reassuring. I am with you always. That's a message from Jesus to each of us. Can you imagine standing in front of Jesus, touching him, praising him? It was truly a unique experience. Some praised him 100%. Some thought it might be too good to be true, and others were doubting. They all had been so desperate just to see him one more time, but in their humanness, they felt joy, they felt wonder, they felt doubt. Jesus was able to instruct the disciples for the next steps to take after his departure. And that would be one thing they truly were looking for. How do we move forward? He spoke with an authoritative command. Theologian Carson tied all of these authoritative verses together. He has all authority in all nations, among all things, in all days. We are commanded to go forth. We are commanded to go and bring the gospel to others. His first set of, I'll call them movers and shakers, the disciples, were pretty imperfect, as we are pretty imperfect here in this church. Oh, to be human. They were argumentative. They were headstrong. They were doubting. They were fearful. And Jesus let them know they didn't really have the power, but all power was within him. Hold on to him. Lean into him, and therefore go forward with him. They would go on to spread Christianity to all nations. The disciples would take over the role of being the teacher. Going back to Carson, he wrote, "The aim of Jesus' disciples, therefore, is to make disciples of all men everywhere without distinction." No matter what your income is, no matter what your ethnicity is, Jesus is waiting for you to ask him into your heart. He has promised each of us, "I am always with you." 1 Corinthians 3:9 reads, "For we are co-workers in God's service. You are God's field, God's building." God's field is where God's people grow. The place for growth for God's people is in his home, this church, wherever people can be found. Our Lord's presence allows us to be used for his greater glory. And his presence means that we are never, never out of his sight. We have his protection. Sharing in his name gives us power to fulfill his command. In his presence, his church, and in his work, we find peace. He will be with us always, and he will comfort us always. We are to work together with God in doing his work, introducing others to him. Allow Jesus to shine in your heart. People will see Jesus in your words or in your actions. They will hear him in your words. They will know about him when you mention his name. Thank you, Jesus, for your holy resurrection. Thank you for being the wisest teacher. Thank you for loving each of us. May we find constant joy in knowing that Jesus is present. He's present with his people until the job of making disciples is done. He's present with his people until the end of time. Let us pray. May the glory and the promise of this joyous time of year bring peace and happiness to those you hold dear. And may Christ, our risen Savior, always be there by our sides to bless us most abundantly and to be our loving guide. We are so thankful for you, dear Lord, for all that you've gone through for us. Allow us to be your light. In your precious name, amen.